USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal actions have led to the current crisis in Afghanistan, President Biden is attempting to fix things. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is telling Biden to extend the Kabul airlift operation beyond August 31st. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Biden still believes all Americans can be evacuated before August 31st. The Caldor wildfire in California that forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes and devastated Grizzly Flats, California, last week was approaching the Lake Tahoe Basin Monday. The region is home to tens of thousands of people. Eric Schwab, a Cal Fire section chief, said Monday that limiting the fire's eastern spread towards Tahoe is a priority. With disgraced Democrat Governor of New York Andrew Cuomo officially out after sexual misconduct was discovered by the state's attorney general, the former number two, Kathy Hochul, is now the governor of the state to the end of Cuomo's term. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Great Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
A year ago, Jacob Blake fought arrest by police and was shot. Tim Berg has an update.
In August of 2020, protests broke out in Kenosha, Wisconsin after Jacob Blake was left paralyzed after being shot by a police officer several times. Wisconsin Congressman Brian Stile joins Fox News to explain how the city has bounced back.
We've made a lot of progress over the last year, but we had three terrible nights last summer when our Democratic governor, Governor Evers, failed to provide the resources that were needed to end criminal behavior in the city of Wisconsin, in the city of Kenosha. It's what we saw play out across the United States. Our Democratic governor, like liberals across the United States, failed to draw the bright line between a First Amendment right and criminal activity. And the result was played out on TV screens across the United States of America. The city's come a long way since then. I walked the 4th of July parade just the other day. There's still scars. There's still a handful of buildings boarded up with signs pointing out that people live in those buildings, asking those protesters and those rioters not to burn down those buildings. But overall, the city's come back strong, and it's going to come back ultimately stronger than ever before.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Trust in the American media has declined to an all-time low. 56% of Americans agree with the statement that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. After the 2020 election, 57% of Democrats trusted the media, only 18% of Republicans. The Associated Press is being called out by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News for a recent story that Mr. DeSantis says could cost American lives with its false narrative.
Now, with the AP did by trying to create a false narrative is some people may believe the narrative and then think that this is not a viable treatment for them, so that if they're infected, they will not go seek a monoclonal antibody, and that will ultimately increase their risk of hospitalization. So the AP knew what they were doing. They wanted to do a political hit on me, and the fallout from that is that there will likely be people who decline life-saving treatment, and then they had the temerity to act like they were the victim when they got called out on their hit piece. The days of corporate media being able to smear people with impunity and conservatives do nothing, those days are over. I can tell you in Florida, we're fighting back with the truth, and we are going to hold you accountable when you're peddling false partisan narratives.
Mistrust of the media is now a central part of many Americans' personal identity. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.